Welcome to Seth's Daily Podcast. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. Thank you guys for subscribing. This is Harvey's Weekly Football Report as we're going to pick NFL games. But first, Harvey, who won the competition in the college football bowl games?
Did you?
Yes.
I beat you for one game.
Well, what was our final record?
We did pretty good. We did real good.
What was our...
I think that was 19-6, and he was 18-7, but we still got one more. We have to pick the championship, so that's where you might get me back.
Both of us picked Alabama, though.
Yeah, that's true.
No, you picked Clemson, I believe.
To win the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
No, I got Alabama picked to win the whole thing.
Oh, okay. And now let's go with picking the NFL wild card games. And the first game is in the AFC Wild Card Playoffs Saturday at 1:05 p.m. on CBS. It is 11-5 Indianapolis Colts, the 7th seed, traveling to the Buffalo Bills, the 2 seed, who's 13-3. It's on CBS, 1:05 p.m. Buffalo is 6.5-point favorites. I'm picking Buffalo. Who are you picking?
I'm picking Buffalo, too.
Okay. And then it's the NFC, as it's the 3 seed, Seattle Seahawks at 12-4, taking on, this is Saturday as well, taking on the LA Rams, who are 10-6, and who are the 6th seed. It's at 4:40 p.m. on Fox. Seattle is 4.5-point favorites. I'm going with Seattle. Who are you picking?
I'm picking Seattle, too.
Okay. And then this is the late game on Saturday night at 8:15 p.m. on NBC. It is the 5 seed Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 11-5, traveling to the Washington football team, who is 7-9. It's the NFC, and Tampa Bay is 8.5-point favorites. Who you got in that one?
I'm not picking against Tom Brady. I'm picking Tampa Bay.
I'm picking Tampa Bay as well. And then we got Sunday. It is the 4 seed, the Tennessee Titans, 11-5, taking on the 5 seed, Baltimore Ravens, who are 11-5. It's at 1:05 p.m. on ABC. Baltimore is 3.5-point favorites, but I'm picking Tennessee. Who are you picking?
We'll go different. I'll pick Baltimore.
Okay. And then we got the 7 seed, Chicago Bears, traveling to the New Orleans Saints, who are 12-4. The Bears are 8-8. At 4:40 p.m. Sunday on CBS, New Orleans is 10-point favorites. I got New Orleans. Who do you got?
I'll pick New Orleans Saints.
Okay. And then Sunday night, we got my team, the Cleveland Browns, who are the 6th seed at 11-5, traveling to Pittsburgh, who are 12-4, who's the 3 seed, at 8:15 p.m. Sunday night on NBC. Pittsburgh is 4.5-point favorites. I'm picking the Cleveland Browns. Who are you going with?
Oh, I'm going to say I'd love to see Cleveland win. I really do. But it's going to be hard for me to pick. It's going to be hard for me to pick against the Steelers at home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference. That's where I'm reading up picking the Steelers because they're on the home team.
I disagree with you, but it's all good.
I'd like to see the round win, but I have to go with my gut feeling with the home team.
Yeah. So what we're going by is Tampa Bay, with what me and you both is deciding, Tampa Bay, what me and you are saying is Tampa Bay will travel to Green Bay next weekend.
Yeah, basically that's what it is.
But I really think,
if they win.
Let me ask you something. The Washington football team made the playoffs at 7-9, but they made it in a weird way, man. Like, the Philadelphia Eagles benched Jalen Hurts and put in a third-string quarterback out there. What do you think about that?
I don't know. It's just football. I can understand the Giants being a little bit frustrated, but
you got to win.
But you got to win. You got to win. I mean, Washington puts themselves in the opposition to win that division, and Dallas and the Giants didn't.
I'm going to tell you something. Tampa Bay is one of the hottest teams in the NFL. If they have won, I know they've won 3 in a row. I don't know how. Let me see how many they've won in a row. I know they've won 3 for sure. They've won three in a row, but they're the only team to push Kansas City. I know Kansas City has lost two games, but Kansas City's last game they lost, they didn't play their starters. But they're like really the only team besides the Raiders, because the Raiders beat the Chiefs. They're the only team to push the Chiefs to a tough game, as the Chiefs only beat them 27-24. They've won four in a row. They beat the Vikings, the Falcons, Lions, and then the Falcons. I gotta tell you something funny that Tampa Bay did. They played all their starters so they could get that 5 seed, so they could play the winner of the NFC East.
Yeah, we'll see how it plays out. But most, like I said, most experts right now are saying that nobody may not want to play Tampa Bay right now. They're playing that good.
Well, if I was the Washington football team, I wouldn't want to play them. Antonio Brown had 11 catches and 100 some yards and 2 touchdowns this past week.
I don't know who's going to come down to the NFC. I mean, there's. I don't know. I believe the AFC might be tougher than the NFC.
If you go by what you got in the AFC, you got the Ravens playing the Chiefs, and you got the Bills. You got the Bills playing the Steelers in your divisionary round.
If it goes that way, if it goes the way I'm thinking it's going, I'm picking the Bills and the Chiefs in the AFC championship.
And then the NFC. Me and you both got Seattle and the Saints, and then we both got Tampa Bay playing Green Bay. Me and you have the same NFC. Me and you disagree on the AFC because I think the Browns are going to win, and I picked Tennessee because they got home field advantage, and they actually have fans.
I tell you what, the NFC is going to be tough. I don't know who's going
to
win at NFC.
The AFC's better, though, man, because the NFC has an 8-8 team as a 7 seed and has a division team with the division title at 7-9.
Yeah,
that's
only maybe shall think on the NFC, or the NFC East weak.
Well, I mean, and the 7 seed is pretty weak, too, at 8-8.
Yeah.
I don't think Chicago will beat the Saints.
I think Seattle played pretty good too, buddy.
Them playing the Rams could be a good game, but my favorite game of the week obviously is Cleveland and Pittsburgh, but I think the closest game of the week will be the Ravens and the Titans. I think that'll be like a 2-point game.
They had a tough game last year, didn't they? Remember?
Tennessee beat them, yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough. Yeah,
both teams are 11-5 and playing real good football. Well, the Titans defense is their corners are kind of weak because they barely beat a 4-win team in Houston. They beat them 30-27, I believe. The Colts. What about the Colts, man? The Colts got in because they won and Miami lost.
Yeah, I was thinking Miami would win, but they did.
Yeah, they got destroyed by Buffalo. Buffalo started their starters, man.
If you can eliminate somebody from the playoffs, they eliminate.
Well, Pittsburgh did, and they didn't. I mean, Pittsburgh could have, and they didn't.
That's what I'm saying.
They had all their starters play, but Ben.
And they still played pretty good.
Well, speaking of that national championship, I'm gonna, since we've both have watched the college football semifinal, did you watch both games?
Yeah, I watched pretty much.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask you, who do you got winning the national championship? Did you change your pick at any seeing Ohio State beat Clemson?
I think Alabama still win. I think if that boy is not 100% against Alabama, watch out. They got a big lead. He hurt, you know, he got his ribs hurt.
You talking about the quarterback for Ohio State, Justin Fields?
Yeah. If he is any kind of hurting against Alabama, it could be bad.
Yeah. We have a lot of firings today in the NFL. We'll see if I can find them. There's been a lot of teams firing their coaches today. The Jaguars fired their coach. The Jets fired their coach last night. The Chargers fired their coach.
Oh, but the Jets, they got hot there at the end. He's just That's bad. They got hard, man.
Yeah. Actually, I've heard there's a lot of teams that's going to try to hire the Chiefs offense coordinator.
I think he'd go after some colleges.
Who's your coach of the year in the NFL? Would it be Kevin Stefanski, the Cleveland Browns coach?
Well, considering they ain't made the playoffs in 2002, he might already get it.
Yeah.
He has to be up there.
Yeah, but the Browns, man, I'm telling you what, that their coach has Baker playing some good football.
I think it's possible. I think it's a good possibility they can beat the Steelers. After that, I don't
know. They already have. I pick us beating the Steelers, but I don't have us beating the Chiefs, to be honest. But the Colts could beat Buffalo, and we might not have to play the Chiefs.
Buffalo's dangerous too, boys.
Well, we'll see how good they are against that good defense of the Indianapolis.
Yeah, I believe they can beat Buffalo. I believe they can beat Indianapolis.
Here's Baker's stats against the Steelers Sunday, and they did play their starting defensive players. He went 17 of 27, 196 yards, one touchdown, zero interceptions.
Yeah.
And then Nick Chubb ran the football 14 times, 108 yards for a touchdown. The Browns have a good running. They have a good running team, man. They've been a good running team all year. But Baker Mayfield, if he can play like he did against a good Tennessee Titans team, then Cleveland's a dangerous as well.
They'll go as Eagles.
Oh, they do have some momentum against Pittsburgh, just beating them.
Yeah.
Why are you still going with Pittsburgh then?
Well, they're at home, but you know, Roethlisberger, he's getting a grenade. You know, if Pittsburgh go after him, I mean, if Cleveland could go back for him, they would have a chance, you know, but he slowed down.
Well, the Browns have one of the best defensive ends in the NFL in Myles Garrett. Defensive tackles, my bad. He does everything. I don't even know what position he plays. He does everything on the field. I mean, he's a top three in sacks, Myles Garrett is.
He's what you got all around there.
I mean, he does have a position, obviously. He's a sack. He's one of the sack leaders in the NFL.
You were going back to.
He's a defensive end. Yeah, I was right. He's a defensive end. He's one of the best defensive ends in the NFL. He has 12 sacks this year. And he sat out 3 games because he had COVID. He sat it out 3 games.
I think the NFL does a pretty good job to get this work out.
Yeah, they have, for real.
Yeah. High school start now, basketball, they can do it, but...
We'll pick.
I see where they're loving people that are game to get camp.
Yeah, we'll pick the divisionary round next week. Harvey, thanks for being on. You have a good night and God bless.
You too.
This has been Harvey's Weekly Football Report. This is Seth's Daily Podcast. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. Y'all have a good night. And God bless.